From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama says his budget proposal would help the U.S. cut its deficit and become a stronger global competitor with targeted investments in crucial areas. NPR's Paul Brown reports on how the president is staking out his position as the budget battle intensifies.
Here's Mr. Obama at a Baltimore, Maryland middle school. He says his plan respects the need to trim spending while supporting three areas he considers very important.
Education is an investment that we need to win the future, just like innovation is an investment that we need to win the future, just like infrastructure.
Republican and some Democratic critics in Congress are already saying the White House proposal is too timid, but so far neither the White House nor those critics propose cuts to Social Security or other entitlement programs that the president's own deficit commission recommends. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Ignoring appeals from Egypt's military junta, demonstrators launch a fresh round of protests and strikes. Labor unrest over pay and work conditions spread as a result of the uprising that ousted Hosni Mubarak from power Friday. The revolution triggered anti-government protests in other countries, including Bahrain, Yemen, and Iran. Riot police moved in on thousands of protesters. Dozens of injuries were reported. Tunisia, where an uprising was credited for the revolt in Egypt, is seeing many Tunisians seeking refuge on a small Sicilian island. They're running from deteriorating conditions at home. Terry Schultz reports on how Rome and Brussels are addressing what's described as an unprecedented situation.
Local officials on the island of Lampedusa report they're overwhelmed by the sudden influx of Tunisians fleeing instability in their homeland. Several thousand have arrived in the last week. Italy's Interior Minister Roberto Maroni has asked the EU for support and says he wants to send an Italian contingent to Tunisia to block the departures. That suggestion was not well received in Tunisia, where EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton is currently visiting. But Commission spokesman Michele Cerconi promises all options are being examined.
The European Commission is fully aware of the exceptional pressure on Italy and stands ready to support the Italian authorities and to show concrete European solidarity.
Europe's top human rights body, the Council of Europe, is warning Italy against mass expulsion of the refugees. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
General Motors plans to shell out more than $189 million in profit sharing to its 48,000 hourly workers. GM plans to pay millions more in performance-based bonuses for salaried employees. The company emerged from bankruptcy protection less than 2 years ago. It had received a government bailout of nearly $50 billion. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 2 points at 12,270. NASDAQ was up 6. This is NPR News. People are still talking about the Grammy Awards, which gave top honors last night to a Canadian rock band, a country trio, and a jazz singer, among others. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco caught up with them backstage.
Canadian band Arcade Fire picked up Grammy's coveted Album of the Year for their exploration of suburban teen angst. The indie band beat out major label artists, including rapper Eminem, who won just 2 awards, and Lady Antebellum, who received Song and Record of the Year and 3 other Grammys. Singers Charles Kelly and Hillary Scott talked to reporters backstage.
We really wanted to make Nashville and the country music community proud.
Another lady, Lady Gaga, arrived in a strange egg-shaped capsule and won 3 awards. But the biggest surprise was when jazz singer Esperanza Spalding beat out tween idol Justin Bieber for Best New Artist. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Soccer idol Ronaldo is leaving the sport today. The 34-year-old striker announced that he was retiring because his body just could no longer meet the demands of the game. Ronaldo won 2 World Cups with Brazil, and during his 18-year-long career, Ronaldo was FIFA Player of the Year 3 times. He was also recognized as the top goal scorer in World Cup history. Here's the latest from Wall Street. Still mix, the Dow is down slightly at 12,273 in trading of just over 2 billion shares. The NASDAQ Composite Index rising up 7 at 2,817 and the S&P 500 up 3 at 1,332. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.